We said the Ritva's statement was somewhat cryptic. What exactly did the Ritva mean when the Ritva said that the reason why the Chola is Pater is because he's in discomfort, and a person who is discomforted, or in a situation in which a person is discomforted, he would not be dar. Again, his lashon was, this was the Ritva on the Mishnah. And I want to point out that I think we missed another linguistic point in the Ritva, which is important. So the Ritva's lashon again. Cholam sham shein afilu chas beroshu bovad umitzta'er ba poter. Okay, so we said, maybe the Ritva means that anytime a person is in discomfort, he can't be a person who has some type of permanence, and therefore he can't set up a sukkah. Right? You know, that was our first shot, and we had some difficulty with it. So I want to come back to that, because I want to be fully honest about it. But I don't think that's what the Ritva is saying. I don't think that's what the Ritva is saying, and I'll tell you why I think the Ritva is not saying that. A lot of the guys mentioned right away the concern that we had when we said that this guy is just not feeling well. He's not feeling well. But if he's not feeling well in the sukkah, he's not feeling well out of the sukkah, why should he be potter? Why should the sukkah be a source of greater tzar for him or a greater patur for him if he's not mitzvah any more in the sukkah than he would be out of the sukkah? The Ritva doesn't seem to say anything about that. But in rereading the Ritva, I think the Ritva actually tipped his hand a little bit when he says the following. Afilu chash barosh al bilvad, even if you only have a headache, umitzta'er ba. What does mitzta'er ba mean? Mitzta'er ba, you could say, well, maybe he means you're mitzta'er from the headache. I don't think that's what it means. Mitzta'er ba means in the sukkah. You have a headache, and now because you have a headache, you're mitzta'er in the sukkah. The implication being that somehow being in the sukkah with a headache is worse than being in the sukkah without the headache, or being in your house with the headache. You're mitzta'er ba because of the headache. See, you could read mitzta'er ba, you could say, oh, it means that you're mitzta'er from the headache. But that's not mashma that way. Ba means in the sukkah. If you would want to say mitzta'er from the headache, you'd say mitzta'er biglalo, mitzta'er machmas, keivo, whatever lashon the Ritva would have used that would be appropriate for Rishon living in his period. You're not going to say ba in it or in her. Ba means in the sukkah. Doesn't say that, but that's apparently what he's referring to. Mitzta'er ba. Why are you mitzta'er now in the sukkah? Oh, because you have a headache. Now, once you say that, oh, now you potter. The time of Mishum Dechsiv, Teshu, Kein Taduru. The Ein Dira, Bimakom Shemitzta'er. You're not charged with sitting in the sukkah in such a case. Why? Because you can't establish a Dira in a Makom that you are Mitzta'er. What's the Makom? Oh, that's the Ba. That's the sukkah. That's the sukkah in which you are mitzta'er because of your headache. So because you have a headache, you come into the sukkah for whatever reason makes it worse, is more bothersome to you. And therefore you're mitzta'er ba. Oh, since you're mitzta'er ba, you're potter. Why? What's the principle that guides a person in terms of his obligation in the sukkah? Teshu king tediru. But there's a problem. Ein dira b'mokom shemitzta'er. Now, makom shemitzta'er, we wanted to say originally, means in a situation. In a makom, then a guy's mitzta'er, he can't be kaveh as dira. But if you read the Ritva more carefully, I think what he really means is, in a makom, in a physical place where you are mitzta'er, i.e. in a sukkah, there's no dira for you. If there's no dira, then there's no yeshiva. That's clearly the way the Me'iri is learning. I assume by today everyone's seen the Me'iri. So let me just read the Me'iri into the record over here. We could discuss it further. But it doesn't have to be that the Ritva is agreeing with the Me'iri, but just having seen the Me'iri and hearing the Me'iri, you'll see in a minute, certainly sounds like the Ritva could be saying that same thing, even though the Lashon is a little bit, I agree, is a little bit ambiguous. But I do want to say that there is a possibility of learning the Sugya in a way that we had originally suggested, even though I don't think it's the Pshat in the Me'iri. So let me just read the Me'iri here. The Me'iri is twice. The Me'iri on the Mishnah Mira in the Mishnah says the following. Stand by 1 second. Okay. Cholim umisham shehem. Peturin minasuka. Afilu choloshein bosakana. Upirshu begemora. Sheaf mitzdar mnei hachamo. Oho yitushin potter. Ela she misham shav chayavim. Vitam kulam. Why is the mitzdar potter? And why is the chola potter? For the same general reason, the tam kulam teishu kein taduru, because they're both not able to, they're not able to establish a dira like situation in these circumstances. Why? Well, in one case because the guy's mitzdayer, in the other case because he's a chola. But listen to this lashon. This is the key lashon over here. Tam kulam teishu kein taduru. Baharei. Ein matzrichin la'adam beveso becholyo la'amo b'makom shemaziklo. B'makom shemaziklo. Hare ein matzrichin la'adam beveso becholyo la'amo b'makom shemaziklo. Guy's in his house. Okay? He has different places in his house. So you don't tell him, listen, you're sick. I want you to go stand. I want you to go out on the porch. You don't feel well? You know, you're very sensitive to the cold right now. Do me a favor, go stand out on the porch. You wouldn't do that. What would you tell him? Go sit by the fire. Go lie down in bed. You're not going to tell him go dafka in a place where it's bad for him. That's the Meiri's Lashon. The Meiri's Lashon is, within a person's house, you wouldn't be matriach. You wouldn't require a person to go la'amod b'mokom shemazik lo. What does that sound like? That the place itself is somehow lending to the problem, whether it's the tsar or the choli. So I understand. When is it that I'm potter because of mitzdayer?
Oh, you're saying so he could be doing the ritzvah, but it doesn't sound like the ritzvah is saying it like that.
I'm saying I believe that the ritzvah is learning the same shot, but the Meiri is much more clear about it.
No, you said that the ritzvah was saying that it's not that outside was causing.
No, not that outside. The sukkah is making it worse.
Not that the sukkah is making it worse.
No, I'm saying...
The Meiri is clearly saying the sukkah is...
The sukkah is clearly saying that. The Meiri is clearly saying that the reason why the chola is potter from the sukkah is because he's begeder mitzdayer. When is a mitzdayer potter in a sukkah? When is a mitzdayer potter in a sukkah? When the tsar is a function of the sukkah. Right? The bugs are in the sukkah. It's cold in the sukkah. It smells in the sukkah. The stuff is falling on the roof, from the roof, in my food, in the sukkah. All those cases of tsar are where the tsar stems from being in the sukkah. So when the Meiri says that they're both tsar mitzta'er and chole are really one and the same, where they come from the same source, and what is that? Teishu kein taduru. So just like tsar comes from the sukkah, the case of the chole is a case where the problem for the chole is in the sukkah. How do we know that? Because the Meiri says, you wouldn't tell a guy who has a house where there's one room where it's mazik him. It's bad for him. It injures him or it annoys him. You're not going to tell him, hey, go stand over there. Same thing. You're not going to tell this guy, go out into the sukkah. But what's the implication? The implication is, if there's no difference between being in the sukkah and being out of the sukkah, then the chol is not going to be potter, according to this mahalach. Right?
Isn't that obvious?
No, it's not obvious. It's not obvious. We'll see in a minute. It's not obvious.
You're saying they're one and the same.
I'm not. I'm just.
Meiri's saying
both chola and mitzta'er
are
both teishukein taduru, right? And then he says upirshu gemara she'af mitzta'er neachama o yitushim potor v'tam kulam teishukein taduru. So he's comparing them, right? And what is he saying about them? Oh, you wouldn't tell a guy who's uncomfortable in one room in his house when he's sick, go stay in that room. No, you tell him, go someplace else. So how could you tell the chola, go into the sukkah, where the sukkah is apparently mazik lo? It's making it more uncomfortable for him. So the Meiri seems to be learning that chola is really a form of mitzdayer. right? Or, you know, if mitzvah is a form of chol, I don't know, but they're related, right? The Ritva is clearly saying that. The Ritva is clearly saying that chola is a din of mitzvah. What's his lashon? Afilu chas barosho, umitzvah ba, poter. You have a headache, okay. Is a headache alone a patur according to the Ritva? Doesn't seem that. According to the Meiri, is a headache alone a patur? No. It's only when your headache is exacerbated by the sukkah, when it's mazik, whatever the case is, your eye pain.
Have to make a diagram.
Make a diagram?
Who considers the headache a patur?
Okay.
And who doesn't?
I'm sorry to, I don't know who this is supposed to be, but.
I don't know.
What's that?
I don't know. Beer.
I don't
know. Chops.
Does the Meiri say that
it doesn't have to be the source of it. I don't think that's the source of it. If it's making it worse.
Oh, okay.
So that lets, if you have the Gemara, okay? The Gemara says, Chola.
Who's going to give a mustache name?
It's Potter. Okay, Chola means even. We'll call him Tosh Hirosha. Alright? Now. What does Ritzma say about that? What's his lashon?
Yeah.
Ritzma says, someone, Tosh, I'm going to put the quote, Tosh Marosho, someone, with the Umitzta'er, okay, Chash Barosho Bovad, what's the lashon? I feel Chash Barosho Bovad. Okay. Go back. It's not your ball. What's the ball? What's the ball? So we're suggesting that means sukkah. What, yeah, let's quote the other lashon also. There's another line there. Teshuva came to diru. The ain diru b'mokom shem mitzdayer. Why is it according to the Ritva that you put there? Well, yesterday we want, maybe there's different possible ways of reading the Ritva. Let's come back to that for a second. What does the Meiri say? What does the Meiri say? What's his key language there? Someone? Ein matrichin la'adam aveso. Ein matrichin adam aveso. Ma'amod. Malcolm, someone, Shemazikla. Yes, no? Yes. Okay? Malcolm, Lama, Malcolm, Shemazik. No. So it's Vaughn clearly saying, what's the basis for this patur? What's the basis for the chola being caught there? Oh, because, well, they both say here. Meishu ke'en adir. Right? Meishu ke'en adir. That's our stepping off point. They're both saying the reason why this is caught there is because it's Meishu ke'en adir. Right? So now you... Just like mitzdayer, chash barosho bovad. That's enough to make you potter because of chola, right? Oh, umitzdayer ba. So he's equating somehow tsar with pointing to the ritva. Tsar and chola somehow are related. Umitzdayer ba. We said yesterday, well, what does that mean? Maybe now you have tsar, so therefore, because you have tsar, you're potter. No, but I believe what he means is mitzta'er ba, mitzta'er in the sukkah. Now that you're mitzta'er in the sukkah, you're potter. Why? Because ain't here v'makom shem mitzta'er. That's what the Meiri is saying. The Meiri is saying, you're not going to force a guy in his house to say, okay, you have a place that's warm and you have a place that's cold. You're not feeling well, do me a favor, go stand over there by the window. You're not going to do that. That's mazik him. It's making the situation worse. It's making him more uncomfortable. Right? Same thing. Apparently, his headache or his condition is exacerbated or he's more uncomfortable. Right? Once he has this headache now, he's more uncomfortable in the sukkah than he would be in the house. Which we could relate to, I think. So they both seem to be equating chola with tsar. But it's not stam a patur. It's not a patur that you get once you qualify as a chola. It's only a situation where you're mitzta'er ba, or it's mokom shemazik lo. But let's say you have a case where the person's condition is no better or worse in the sukkah. What would they say about that? No, you're not pater. You're not pater. Because then the tsar, or the hezek, as the Midiri says it, is not stemming from the sukkah. Let's think, unfortunate case. Let's say a guy has a very bad sickness. Okay? Nothing terminal, but let's say he has a very bad sickness. I don't know. Doctor?
Asthma.
Asthma, that's already, I could see what being in the sukkah might make it worse. Take something else, I don't know.
A bad stomach, though.
He's got a, what? Bad stomach.
How about something like, he's got, stomach aches, not like food.
Gastrointestinal. Not helping out.
Either way.
He's got Crohn's, all right? Let's say. He's got Crohn's disease. That's going to be bad no matter where you are, right? That's bad. Is it worse being in the sukkah than in the house? I don't know, maybe, not necessarily. I was thinking more of something that's just constant, you know? I don't. You have hemophilia. Let's say a guy's a hemophiliac. Is that a chola?
Well,
that's a chola, probably even a chola shayesh bo sakana. That's a serious disease. That's a serious sickness, right? Is that guy any worse off in the sukkah than he's in his house? Would anyone question that he's a chola? He's a chola. He's got a serious sickness. That guy's a chola.
That's
not true. He always has it. It's not always going
to
be.
Right, but he has to avoid the pain. If nothing's wrong with it, if you don't like.
Okay, my point is each guy's going to be called a chola.
Cancer,
but I don't want to use something so drastic.
I'm saying that just because you're a chola doesn't necessarily mean that you're nothing.
That's right. That's clear from what they're saying. It's only now, once you're a chola, now you're predisposed to being more uncomfortable in the sukkah. If that's the case, that because of your predisposition, it's a mokom shemitzda'er, or it's mokom shemaziklo, then you're pater. What, this is Pasha? Or you don't...
I'm not saying what's even being discussed right now.
You don't want to ask me to put it on the board.
Yeah, I know. Okay. I'm saying, if the sukkah is causing...
The Mishnah says, Chola u'misham sheim arpata from the sukkah. Right? You didn't know anything else. What would you think?
Oh, you think that a chola is like categorical?
That's it, categorical from the door.
Okay, so this chiddush is that it has to be causing the... Or affecting the...
Right? I think so. I mean, this is a certain way of reading, of understanding chola. You're understanding chola not to be a blanket exemption, but chola only insofar as there's something from the sukkah which is making your condition worse. Yeah. But again, you understand that
this might be, jumping to the next step.
That's fine, no problem.
But just, methodologically, is the next step to, figure out... It seems like the way we're saying right now, the two lineups.
Yeah, these two sheets are the same.
So
they're in the same camp.
Does you have to define? Like, does the next question you have to define why the person with the chola is exempt?
The mishamshim, yeah, we have to.
Because it sounds like it's more of the same.
Good.
Much. I don't even see .
Okay.
One is it's annoying, and the other is .
You mean by the difference between mitzvah and chola?
Yeah, it seems
like... All right, we're going to get to that. I don't know if that's not the very next thing, but definitely, once you go this route, once you take this approach, what Jonah's saying is, well, now we have a big question. If you're going to tell me the reason why the person is pater is because of teishu king taduru, although the answer may lie here also, right? If you tell me the answer is teishu king taduru, so I understand why this guy's pater. Why? Because he goes out into the sukkah, and he has his headache, and all of a sudden his headache gets worse. It's makom shemaziklo, or it's makom shemitzdar. Okay, so he's pater. But what about the attendant? Why is the attendant potter? Because for his client, it's a makom shemazik or it's a makom shemitzdar? So what do you say?
It's going to be separate. You want to do it right now?
No, I mean...
It sounds like it's the same thing.
What do you mean when you say the same thing?
When I say, I mean,
Chola and Misham Shein.
Chola
and Mitzdar?
Chola and Mitzdar.
The Gemara says the difference between Mitzdar and Misham and Chola in this detail. The Mitzdar does a regular Mitzdar, not a Chola.
Right.
The guy says, well, it smells there. He doesn't get to go inside with his attendant. His attendant has to be out in the sun.
So you're saying that's the difference?
The Gemara says that's the difference.
Is that the only difference of the world?
The Gemara says that is the difference between the two. That's a major difference between the two.
Okay, so that's my question, because
but you still have to answer why.
Okay, I'm trying to just define what's going on between the Mitzar and the...
In a regular case of Mitzar, a person who's a Mitzar from not a sickness, let's say. Let's say you...
What's really the difference?
You don't like the smell?
I'm not sure I understand the question.
What meaning?
There are other forms of tzar.
What do you mean to say? Like, mitzar could be like.
Smell. You don't like the smell of the sukkah.
You don't like the smell and it's bothering your nose.
Yeah.
So.
Bothering your nose.
Okay, a chola is your eyes are being bothered because of the light.
No,
the light is too bright in the sukkah.
Okay.
Like.
But it's a different
kind. So one's bothering your nose, one's bothering your eyes.
Okay.
So it sounds like it's the same thing. Like, one is causing it and one is. One is just an accident.
Who's attending gets to stay?
Do you see what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying. All I think you're doing is strengthening the question. You're saying we have to explain why, in one case, the chola, the category of chola, has a greater p'tur, if you will, than the category of the regular mitzdar. That's what you're asking. Why does the chola get to go inside with his attendant and the mitzdar not?
Well, just on a practical level.
No, isn't that what you're asking? I think so.
I'm saying it sounds like the chola and the star.
The chola is clearly to the category because the Mishnah uses a different term. The Mishnah calls one person a chola and then calls the other guy a mitzdar. Right?
So what's the difference there? Other than the attendant. I'm saying that's like a practical thing. So I'm saying what's really going on there? It sounds like it's the same.
According to the Meiri, they're both saying that chola is a din mitzdar. Not everyone is going to agree with that. But once you say this, right? Once you say this, now you have to deal with what's the difference between this type of mitzdar and the regular mitzdar.
Chola and mitzdar. Mitzdar is like the blanket case and chola is a particular
one. According to them?
According to this.
Yeah, sounds like this is a form of mitzdar. That's right.
Chola is a form of mitzdar.
That's right.
Well, on a practical level, the chola is going inside.
The chola is going to go inside, that's right.
Yeah, he's going inside, and he's a chola, so he might need someone. If he's getting plucked from sukkah, because he's so sick, he needs someone to be with him.
Right.
But the mitzdar, so he's sneezing a lot outside because he's bothered by his allergies.
No, I mean, that's it.
Fine. He doesn't like the smell.
He doesn't like the smell.
He goes inside, but he's not a sick person.
Right, that's correct.
He's totally fine once he goes inside.
Good.
So there's no reason to assume that he needs any sort of help or anything. He could be
He doesn't need any help.
Right, but the chola does need help.
Does the chola's attendant go in because of the chola?
Yes.
He does? So if you're taking care of me, and I'm putter because I'm sick, so the reason you go inside is because of me?
Yeah, to help you. I thought that would be the assumption.
But what's the nature of your patur? Where is your patur coming from?
Teshu.
No.
Who's Teshu? My Teshu?
Yeah, look, if your brother is sick in bed, you're not going to go chilling on the porch smoking a pipe. You're going to go and make sure he has water and he's...
Okay, but I'm saying, is that...
You wouldn't normally go to another place.
Well, that's what I'm asking.
If your brother's sick.
So where's the patur from? Is the patur because the other guy's sick?
No.
No.
No, it's your own Teshu.
It's your Teshu. I think it also, it comes back to Teshu, but it's not the Chola's Teshu that forces you into the house with him. He's a Chola. Now he has to be in the house. Okay? Why are you going inside?
Why are you any less Teshu?
No, because normally you would be with this Chola. That's your job. Your job description is to take care of the Chola. Where's the Chola now? He's inside. You going to stay in the Sukkah? That's not Teshu came to do. Any other day of the year, you'd be eating with him and taking care of him, staying with him. Now all of a sudden, he's inside. You're going to stay outside? That's the fish. That's a chisar in your teshu came to do. I want to come back to that. I want to still just stick with the ritual for one second. You follow what we've done thus far? Yes. When as Jonah is saying correctly, we're going to have to try to distinguish between the cholas shamish and the mitzdar shamish. Why is one pater and the other one is not pater? Especially if you learn like the Ritzvah and the Meiri, that it's a din in Mitzdayer. Once you tell me that really Chol is a form of Mitzdayer, you still have to tell me there's a distinction between the two.
Because the Mitzdayer's guy has no Pater, because there's no...
Has no Patur.
Yeah, he has no Patur, because there's no Teshuv came to do it by him.
Well, why not? Why don't you say the same... No, but I want to say, why don't you make the same argument? I'm this guy's butler, I'm always taking care of him, I'm always with him, I don't know, maybe I cut his food for him, and now he's inside eating... But I'm not exempted because he didn't like the smell in the sukkah. I don't get to go inside with him.
Because...
What do you mean? Who's going to cut his food now? Who's going to taste his food and make sure it's not too salty? Whatever it is that I do. I'm saying I attend to him. I don't know. Who's going to take on and off his jacket? Who's going to pull a chair out for him? Well, straighten out his napkin. Who's going to do all those things?
Is it correct? Like, really maybe if you... It's not like you can just go inside and...
Who? The Mitzdayer?
Meaning, no, the attendant.
The Gemara clearly says that the attendant of the Mitzdayer is not Pater. That's not a question. That's given.
And he...
As in, why would you give him the Pater? Or how does
it... Yeah, no, it's, why is it different? Why is it different than the attendant of the Chola?
I see a distinction.
Okay, so what's the distinction?
Wait a minute. You could say that in the case of the Mitzdayer, it's clear what the cause is.
The case, the mitzvah.
There's something going on in the sukkah that's causing things to be.
Okay.
Right? Mm-hmm. So it's clear exactly what the cause is.
That guy has to go inside now.
No, I understand.
Okay, now that he's inside, why? What about me? I'm his attendant.
Well, I'm just trying to separate.
Okay.
One, whether it's the bugs or the smell or whatever, there's something in the sukkah that's causing it, and as soon as he leaves the sukkah, he's fine. Right?
The mitzvah, yeah.
In the case of the chola, it's not clear what the cause is, meaning something's paining him and this is adding to it. But it's not like once you remove him from that place, it's gone. Meaning, it could be that that's true, but he's in a situation where even if you take him out, it'll be better, but it's not like it's just going to go away. The sukkah is not causing his pain. So he might need more of a help.
Who's a chola? So again, there you're making it a function of him.
Because I don't see the other side. I don't see how the attendant is lacking in the issue.
Because I normally eat with this guy. That's what I normally do. That's my job. I normally take care of the guy. I normally sit and I interact with him. Now you're going to tell me I can't be here? I can't be there?
I mean, that's not his house. His house doesn't function as taking care of someone else. His house is where he lives.
When I normally sit down to eat, how would I eat at home? I would eat with this guy. This guy's now eating inside. So why isn't that a violation of my taste you came to do when you tell me to separate myself from that guy?
Why is your house linked to that guy?
What's that?
I don't see how your house is linked to that guy. I mean, that's just an action.
Doesn't mean your house. When we say taste you came to do, it doesn't mean your house. It doesn't mean that has to be your house. It means the way you would live in your house. The way you are... Dar in your house is the way you have to be Yoshev.
That doesn't mean you have to mirror every single action. So why is the Shamash Pater
for the Chola?
I'm saying because he could somehow help the situation where...
You're saying I'm Pater because the Chola needs me. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, because it's not so much about the Sukkah. It's not about the Sukkah causing him pain. Meaning, okay, maybe it's adding to it, but that's not the cause of it.
I understand. You're saying the chola has a reason, has a condition that requires my attendance, even when he's out of the sukkah. But why are you assuming that the guy who has a butler all year round has any less needs now that he's out of the sukkah? It's not for sickness. It's for something else. Whatever the needs are, whatever his needs are. His needs are for me to wipe his mouth. His needs are for me to cut his food. His needs are to put... Whatever I normally do. No, not because he's mitzdayer. I'm saying you're taking each guy out of the sukkah for a different reason, right? One guy's out of the sukkah because he's a mitzdayer, and one guy's out of the sukkah because he's a chola. When the guy comes out of the sukkah who's a chola, you're right, he's still a chola, and therefore, you're saying, and therefore, there's a reason for me to be there as his mishamish. This other person who happens to have a mishamish, it's not because he's a mitzdayer that he's a mishamish.
Okay.
He has a butler all the time.
Okay.
Now he's inside. So whatever I would normally do for him is still going to be required, even though the tsar is removed.
What's bringing the tsar's age out of the sukkah?
I'm saying what's bringing the other guy out of the sukkah.
Oh,
what's bringing the chol out of the sukkah?
Oh, the chol needs
him. Okay, so why doesn't this guy need him?
He's not sick.
No, but he always has the mishamish.
So.
The mishamish is not a function of being sick. So you tell me it's a special, it's like a pikuach nefesh type of thing. It's a sakanas nefeshes din. The reason why the chol is a special rule in sickness.
He needs help.
The other guy needs help also.
But he doesn't.
What do you mean? That's what I do all year round. I help
that's
this guy. I understand what you mean. You're saying needs as opposed to wants? That's the difference? Okay, I mean, I think we could try to maybe do a little bit better with that.
I have a question.
You're saying one's needed and one's not needed.
One is pulling.
As far as this guy is concerned, it's needed. As far as the wealthy guy who never does anything for himself, this mishamish is necessary.
His attendant gets
to sleep
at night.
Yeah, he gets to sleep at night, of course.
So you would think he would have to go back into the sukkah.
Fine, when he's right. When he's not attending him, he has to be in the sukkah. But now, during the meal where he's attending, why should he be chayiv in the sukkah?
The mitzvah guy's case is abnormal.
Is what? Abnormal?
Abnormal.
What do you mean by what?
As an achola is a chola. So it's normal that he might be worse off in the sukkah. So he goes in. So in order to be for tasteful reasons, his shamash goes in with him. But with the mitzdayer guy, now the case has become not normal, as he's in his house for unusual reasons.
But once he's in the house,
so it wouldn't be tasteful to go into the house and help out an unusual case.
One second. It's
the guy who,
but what's usual for me is to eat with him.
Right, but and he should be eating out in the sukkah. For an unusual case, he's now not.
I understand.
That's his job.
That's his job.
Then he doesn't have to be in the sukkah.
The Gemara says he has to be in the sukkah. I'm just asking why. I don't feel anyone's adequately explained that.
How could you say that? That's like saying you don't have to go to work. You have to be in the sukkah.
Okay, or ask it that way. I mean, if this is a job, then why is he any more chayev than the shomer gino su pardesim, the shomer a year?
So I have a possible understanding.
Possible, okay.
Yeah. So,
can I just take one step back here? I mean, we sort of jumped ahead with the next chiluk. I just want to insert one thing over here. This is one possible way to approach the sugya before we get to the mishamish. But just in terms of the chola versus the mitzdayer, I just want to read one small paragraph. It's really a few lines. This is from the Rav's shir on Sukkah, as presented by Rabbi Reichman. This is page Tzadi Tes. And he says over that this is the way the Rav explained the patur of chola. Chola n'masham she'en patur min ha-sukkah. Patur ha-chola, or the patur ha-chola, shona midin mitzdayer. Shora l'chor midin mitzdayer. Says the Rav learned pshat in chola as being different than mitzdayer. Okay. What's the lashon? Shona lechaora midin mitzdayer. It's not like the ritva, not like the nigiri. It's different than mitzdayer. Okay.
You mean the lashon?
1 second. What's that?
The Rav is all
no, he just says it's different. This is Rabbi Reichman's language. I don't know. This is Rabbi Reichman's language. This is the way he wrote down Shir. I don't know if the Rav said actually that. Shona lechor midin mitzdayer. It's different than midin mitzdayer. That's the Rav said it was different.
I'd say, yeah, but the Rav's opinion is the
you mean, did he have...
By Rabbi Reichman who wrote it.
Yeah, but I don't know if that was the Rav's Lashon. I don't know. That's, you know, verbatim. It's hard to know, but...
Okay.
How so? How does he go ahead and demonstrate that they're different? Oh. Hachole potter min ha-sukkah b'chol ofen.
Hachole potter min ha-sukkah b'chol ofen. What does that mean? Is that like this?
No. This is saying that chola.
What's an ofen?
Every possible scenario, every situation, every which way. Every which way the chola is pater. Hachola pater mesuk v'chol ofen, af shiyelo osel tsar michol yobaveso. Even though he's just going to be, he's going to be just as well off, well, quote unquote, in the house. Even though he's no worse off in the sukkah, he's parted from the sukkah. That's it. Chola is different than mitzayer. Why? Because chola is parted from the sukkah, but chol ofen. That's it. Your chola, pass. I don't care if it makes you worse than sukkah, doesn't make you worse than sukkah. You potter.
Oh, but if mitzayer doesn't have the category.
Mitzayer is a question. Look at the sukkah, does it make you worse? Does it not make you worse?
But even if so, it doesn't give you the category of being a potter. You just have an exemption right there.
Who
you? For the mitzayer.
The mitzayer, we see.
He's not exempt from the sukkah.
He is, he's potter. Mitzvah is putter.
Only right there. He doesn't have a category all day of being putter from sukkah.
Ah, that I think that's what might be what the Ritva is getting into at the end when the Ritva says about dichoy the ein kan dichia she ein dichoy b'mitzvos mishum mechushin v'chuli ela b'shi'iyaf shel
kaimon. And that's going to explain why the shamashos are different.
Well, let's before we get to the shamashos, I just want to stick to this 1 second. So, according to the Rav, if you're a chola, that's it. You're categorically potter. I don't care, right? I don't care if your house is more comforting to you than your sukkah, and your sukkah makes it worse or not. It doesn't matter. If you are a chola, if you rise to the halachic definition of a chola, you're potter. You're potter. Now, that needs to be explained. Why is it that a chola gets absolute patur? Why is it that the chola can absolutely be potter? Now again, this is not the pshat in the Ritva, is not the pshat in the Meiri. Is it the pshat in any Rishon? I don't know. I don't know. There's no citation here where the Rav got this idea from. Let me finish out the Lashon over here. Af sheyielo oso tsar mechol yo beveso le'umazos, the contrary, or despite this, Hamitzda'er potter min asuka afke mishistar machmas hayeshiva basuka. The mitzda'er, he says, is potter min asuka only when ach kishimitzda'er machmas hayeshiva basuka. Right? Mitzda'er potter ach. Here. So much trouble, it's just going to be erased. Ach kishim mitzdar mach masa yeshiva basukah. Mitzdar potter min asukah. Potter min asukah. When? Ach kishim mitzdar machmas. Because of. Okay? So according to this approach, Rabbi Soloveitchik, again, it's not supported. It's just presented. That chola is categorical. You're a chola, that's it, no sukkah for you. As long as you're called a chola. Mitzdayer, well, let's see. What kind of tzar do you have? Is it the kind of tzar that's worse than the sukkah? Then you're potter. If it's no worse than it is in the house, sorry, you gotta go out in the house. Okay? This is different than these two approaches. And they're going to come up for mincha any minute, so I don't know how much time we're going to have. But Yoni, you want to say what you were trying to say yesterday about the sick person? Your big kiddush?
Oh, that he has no dira?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you want to say it again?
Sure. But first, I just wanted to make sure I got the last line.
Yeah. He says, "Shol elachor midin mitzar." It's different. Must be different. The chol is potter from the sukkah. In all situations, as long as he's called a chol, he's pater. But the mitzvah is only pater when the tzar comes because of the sukkah.
Okay.
The smell, the bugs, the cold, all those examples. Okay. But the chol, doesn't matter. If you're a chol, pass. Take a seat inside. Right? So you want to say you're now again,
okay.
You're smart, I understand. It's not these two shittas, but could be that this was the understanding of what the Rav said. And what was it?
Fine, so then the Chola is categorically exempt because no matter where he goes, he has no Makom Kuvah.
Well, again, I don't want to say...
Sorry. He cannot relate...
He's lacking. I'll say he's lacking. He's lacking in his deer. His deer, on some level, is deficient. Why? Because he's compromised. He's in a compromised situation. A sick person, his connection to his earthly possessions is compromised. He doesn't feel fully at home. I'm not saying that his house is less, any less his house, but somehow he's compromised... situation is such that he's deficient in his dira. Deficient in his dira. And if that's the case, then what do you say about that guy? No what? No teshu king didiru. You can tell me, go sit in the sukkah just like you're attached to your home. Go out and attach yourself to your temporary residence. What do you mean? I'm not attached to my home. I'm a chola. I'm sort of disconnected. I'm disconnected because I'm a chola. That's why I don't care if you're a chola that the sukkah makes you worse or not. By virtue of the fact that you're a chola, you are de facto disconnected from your dira, or from dira in abstract. I think this is what Yonah was saying yesterday, and it could very well be. This is the svara for the Rav's position. Again, we're sort of speculating because it's not spelled out here. And I wasn't at the shiur to hear it the first time around, so I have no idea. But it could very well be that that's the idea. But understand, it's a very different approach than these two shitas. According to this, it doesn't matter if you're worse off in the sukkah or not. That's it. It's a categorical exemption. Chola, pass. Over here, it depends. It's only because of the tzar that comes from being a chola. Well, if the tzar is worse, then you're potter. If the tzar is no worse, then you're not potter. You're chayit. All right, so I feel bad that I derailed the other conversation, but I want to make sure we got this first. So now that I think we have this framework, we can move on to now try and understand the difference between the Mishamash of the Chola and the Mishamash of the...
So Monday we're continuing
this? Yeah, Monday we're still in this again, sure. Okay? There is another question, also related question, but I guess we'll leave that for next time. Okay?